Think a minute. It's been said, a day of worry is more exhausting than a week of work. In fact, the root word for worry is choke or strangle. And our worrying does indeed choke the life and strength out of us. Our constant worrying is like continually choking ourselves emotionally, taking away our hope and happiness. If you don't bury your worries, they could bury you. So today and tomorrow, we'll learn ways to win over worry. Remember, worry is the dark room in which negatives are developed. You're expecting the worst and thinking about what you don't want to happen. But this only paralyzes you, so you do little or nothing at all. Worry gives you the paralysis of analysis. As a mother told her children, worry's like a rocking chair. You can rock all day and still get nowhere. So you see, worry is a total waste of our time and energy. For one thing, worry makes no sense because you're trying to control what you cannot control, like the weather. Since it's impossible, why even try? Plus, to worry about something you can change makes no sense either, since worrying can't change or fix anything. So just do what you can do and don't worry about the rest. The fact is, worry is not natural. You'd feel foolish if you walked around all day with an open umbrella over your head just because you're worried it might possibly rain later, instead of naturally waiting to deal with the rain if and when it happens. We humans were not built physically, mentally, or emotionally to handle more than one day's responsibilities and challenges. A first step to winning over worry is to simply choose not to be a victim. Many of the things we worry about come from the wrong words and behavior of other people, yet we feel somehow responsible for their bad attitudes and actions. It's true that peace with other people is very important, but never at the expense of the truth and facts. If you know for certain that you did not do something wrong, then you're not helping that other person by always rescuing him and taking responsibility for his wrongs. Remember, with Jesus in control of your heart and life, you're a victor, never a victim of other people and circumstances. So why not ask him to forgive you for living your own way and to help you start living his way so you can have his inner peace and power to win over worry? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.